Good morning.
That's it.
I'm glad to be able to present to you our work on the development of a computer adaptive test to assess physical capacities for work disability determination. Now, let's see if I know how to advance. I think so. There are no relationships to disclose. I'd like to acknowledge our collaborators on the project, the Social Security Administration, National Institutes of Health, our research team at Boston University and WestStat, and you've heard already about the funding for this project through an interagency agreement with the Social Security Administration and the intramural research program of the NIH. And I was funded by a fellowship from the Foundation for Physical Therapy. Dr. Rash has discussed the background and rationale for the project, developing a systematic approach to include consistent and comprehensive information about functioning in the disability determination process. I will present background on computer adaptive testing, or CAT, as well as the steps involved in building a CAT instrument, and then tell you about the progress we've made on one project, the development of a tool to assess physical capabilities with CAT. That will include our process for developing the conceptual framework to guide instrument development, as well as our steps for developing the item pool, and then the design and progress on the calibration study. And finally, I will go over our next steps in the project. Over the past two decades, great progress has been made in the science of self-reported measurement instruments and in the development and support of patient-reported outcome assessment, called PROs, in healthcare. In 2009, the FDA described the role of such instruments this way. Use of a patient-reported instrument is advised when measuring a concept best known by the patient or best measured from the patient perspective. They also described approaches to this measurement to include paper-based, computer-assisted, and telephone-based assessments. Computer adaptive testing is an approach to survey or test administration that uses the ability of computer programming to tailor the instrument to the person taking the test. That is, the questions that are administered are chosen based on how a person answers the previous questions. The information can be claimant, provider, or proxy-based, meaning other person-based. I'm going to discuss the development of a CAT that would be claimant-based, so the information will come reported from the claimant. CATs are highly efficient because a small sample of the questions from a large calibrated item bank are administered, and this allows testing administration to stop at the point where the level of precision desired is attained. To build a CAT, developers collect a pool of items that cover the entire continuum of ability in relative to the construct of interest. For the physical capabilities instrument, we're interested in physical function. So, for example, an item might be the ability to get into a squatting position. And so the related question might be, are you able to get into a squatting position? The figure in the bottom of the slide depicts a crane lowering markings on a ruler. And those markings would represent the location of items on the continuum of ability. So each item has a location where it provides information within that continuum. The actual estimation of these difficulty estimates, the locations on the ruler, those are gotten by doing what's called a calibration study, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to use an example using a different instrument to illustrate this issue. The figure that we have right here looks a little bit like a ruler standing on end, and it has markings on it from low to high, low being a low difficulty level and high being a high difficulty level. Across from the markings is text that just indicates content of items that could be located at these different locations. So for example, the lowest difficulty item on this ruler, this measure, is turning over in bed, and it's at the bottom. And in the middle somewhere is an item that says walking 100 yards. At the very top is an item marked very high at running 5 miles. And the way a cat would work is that the computer would select an item from the very middle, say walking 100 yards, and administer it. And the question would be, for example, are you able to walk 100 yards? If the respondent said no, or yes with a lot of difficulty, the computer would then select one of the items attached to a lower marking on the ruler. Something lowish, not high, like running 5 miles. And therein eliminate irrelevant questions for the respondent, as well as becoming efficient in eliminating those items. In this iterative way, the test administration would go on until the precision level is reached that's desired for that ability estimate, or until a specified number of questions has been administered. Cats are developed in many environments because they offer solutions to long-standing problems of respondent burden and frustration with redundant or irrelevant items. They're efficient, and they provide an opportunity to improve accuracy and measurement precision. Cats have been widely used in many different environments. For example, in educational testing, as we've heard before, in board certification programs. And recently, the National Institutes of Health supported the Patient-Reported Outcomes Measurement Information System, or PROMIS, an extensive project to develop a system of large item banks and cats to measure, it's for health outcome measurement assessment for clinical research in chronic diseases. And we'll hear a little bit more about the PROMIS project in relation to our project as we go forward. So in our current project, to develop a cat to assess physical capabilities for the Disability Determination Project, we began by developing a conceptual framework to guide what would be included in the physical capabilities domain. To do this, we conducted an extensive literature review to identify relevant conceptual frameworks. We drafted a conceptual framework based on the World Health Organization's ICF, or International Classification of Functioning, Disability, and Health, informed by other concepts and conceptual frameworks. One example might be the functional assessment taxonomy. We elicited input from content experts that were clinicians and researchers in the field of work measurement of work disability, incorporated that input, revised, and then finalized the framework. Here is the physical capabilities domain framework, and I hope I know how to work this. So let's see, there it is. It's divided into three subdomains: changing and maintaining body position, whole body mobility, carrying, moving, and handling objects. Each subdomain is further divided, and as an example, the whole body mobility subdomain is divided into walking and moving around. And then walking is further divided into short distances, long distances, different surfaces, stepping over and around obstacles. Moving around, on the other hand, is made up of climbing, crawling, running, and device-aided mobility. And it goes on from there. So you get an idea of the extent that's covered in physical capabilities and guided by that framework. So once we had a finalized conceptual framework, we moved on to the development of the item pool. To do that, we conducted an extensive literature review to identify existing items that provided relevant content across those subdomains that you just saw. We conducted focus groups or interviews, and we got content expert input in an iterative manner as well as in a condensed workshop where we iteratively went through item content and revised. So in this process, we got input from relevant perspectives on the item content, the coverage across those domains that you saw, the time frame for questions, and also response options. After revising and reviewing the item pool, we went on to prepare the item pool for administration in cognitive interviews. Just as to get a sense of this pool, we started with 174 items, some of which were from existing instruments, some of which from the Promise Project that we talked about or related projects, and then many that were written for this purpose. After the iterative process, we came to have 124 items in that pool. Some examples of the items are these. Are you able to work overhead for 20 minutes? For example, organizing a high shelf in a closet. Are you able to walk for at least 30 minutes? Are you able to carry a full laundry basket for 30 feet? Are you able to do yard work, for example, plant shrubs or a garden for 2 hours? Cognitive interviewing is a technique used to get at response error in questionnaires. And we conducted cognitive interviews on these, the items in the item pool, by administering the items to claimants and healthcare providers in a structured interview setting, specifically to get at the question comprehension and also the process that the respondent went through to arrive at a response. Issues with comprehension or issues with the items were detected and then addressed by either rewriting the items or eliminating the items. And in the physical capabilities domain, 10 items were rewritten and 8 were removed. So after subjecting the item pool to cognitive interviews, the next step is to actually get those markings on the ruler, to get the difficulty estimates, and those are gotten by administering the items to a sample. Our target was 1,000 claimants, but the three basic steps are to administer the items to a sample, to use item response theory methods to analyze the responses to gain those difficulty estimates, and then to use item response theory methods to build the CAT algorithms and the CAT. So in our design, we worked closely with the Social Security Administration's Office of Data Analysis to collect a sample frame of 125,000 SSA records of recent applicants, that to get our target of 1,000. We contracted with Westat, an organization that specializes in survey administration, to screen, enroll, administer the item banks by web or telephone interview. And we, as of just now, we have over 426 claimants who have responded to the item pools. And so at this stage, we've developed the conceptual framework to guide the instrument development. We have developed the item pools, revised them, finalized them, cognitively tested them, and begun to administer them to our sample claimants. We're on the way towards our target of 1,000 claimants, and next steps obviously are to continue to finish the data collection, to do the analyses on these data, to develop the CAT instrument, and then we plan to do a pilot validation study of the CAT instrument. Other important steps will be to collect normative data for the CATs and to develop techniques to aid in interpretation of these scores once they're gotten. And then finally, we plan to do a demonstration project to assess the feasibility and utility of the CAT within the context of the Work Disability Program at SSA. Thank you.